From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Snow-weary plow truck drivers are getting another workout today along the East Coast. The snow is coming down from Washington, D.C. to Philadelphia to New York City and beyond. This latest winter storm comes just days after a blizzard buried the mid-Atlantic in 2 to 3 feet of snow. Digging out from that storm remains a work in progress for many. And it's another day off for federal workers in the nation's capital, their third in a row. NPR's Sonari Glinton has more.
Snowverkill, Snowmageddon 2.0. Those are some of the cute names for the serious storm that's blanketing the East Coast and closing schools in D.C., Philadelphia, New York, and everywhere in between. D.C. Mayor Adrian Fenty says after 5 days stuck indoors, he can understand why Washingtonians are getting cabin fever.
People want to get outside. That's fantastic. And people want to drive. They want to keep moving. They want the show to go on. So, you know, all we do is just let them know, is just be as careful as possible.
Fenty says D.C. plans to ask the federal government to help out with the bills for snow removal. With the nation's capital blanketed in snow, the House of Representatives has canceled votes for the week, with the Senate expected to resume on Thursday. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Washington.
Honda is expanding its recall for faulty airbags. The Japanese automaker says it's adding more than 400,000 vehicles to the recall, which was first announced more than a year ago. Most of the vehicles being added were sold in the U.S. Driver side airbags need fixing on certain 2001 and 2002 Honda Accords, Civics, Odyssey minivans, and CR-V SUVs. That's in addition to some 2002 Acura TL sedans. Honda says the airbags can deploy with too much force, causing the inflator to rupture, and that's something that can injure or kill the driver. In total, the recall affects 952,000 Honda vehicles. Toyota is recalling millions of vehicles for gas pedals, steering, and brake problems itself. NASA says it was a smooth docking today for Space Shuttle Endeavour and the International Space Station. Smiles and hugs greeted Endeavour's six astronauts as the hatches were opened, and the space station's five crew members welcomed them aboard. NASA's Kwasi Alubarahu says visual safety inspections of Endeavour since Monday's Florida launch have also gone well.
The vehicle looks pretty clean overall. We'll look forward to really beginning the meat of the docked mission.
That meet includes the delivery of a new room and observation deck for the space station. In Afghanistan, rescue teams are still trying to reach people feared trapped in avalanches blocking a heavily used mountain pass that's north of Kabul. The country's interior minister says more than 150 people are known dead. Crews have been using bulldozers to clear the road for ambulances and other equipment. This is NPR News from Washington. Haiti's government says it now believes 230,000 people were killed in last month's powerful earthquake. Thousands of survivors are still without basic shelter, as the BBC's Mike Woldridge reports from Port-au-Prince.
In the biggest of the impromptu camps that sprung up in Port-au-Prince after the earthquake, people still living under sheeting strung across wooden poles say they have one priority above all others, for tents. And as I visited the camp, there was a demonstration by women expressing fears about their children falling prey to disease once the rains start. Aid agency officials say there is now a plan to get thousands of the most vulnerable homeless into tents ahead of the rains.
The BBC's Mike Woldridge in Haiti's capital. Flights are canceled and many schools closed in Greece today, where civil servants are out on strike. Reporter Joanna Kakissis in Athens is watching demonstrations there.
There were several speakers that would take the stage and call out slogans, "Let's rise up as a people against the government." There were a lot of banners, and most of the banners were "Save the working people," "Look out for the working people," "The government's against us," "The governments are pigs," those kinds of things. And there was music, and they were mostly pop songs, essentially, that speak to the common man, that speak to the working people of Greece.
The one-day strike comes as the government tries tackling a debt crisis. European Union leaders will be discussing the situation in Greece during a special summit in Brussels. A UN report out today says the sharp drop in opium production in Afghanistan during the last 2 years likely won't be repeated in 2010. The report says it expects the crop to remain stable. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.